Black cats and goblins on Halloween night. Trick or treat!
I swear, not ever. In Space here with Joel Martin from Quiet Village.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. Welcome back. What time is this now? This is like third time? Fourth time?
I think it's fifth time.
Fifth time? Yeah, really? Wow, is that's old school then, right?
You know, respect.
Well, how did everything go this year at the WFMU Record Fair?
It was slightly disappointing, actually.
Why?
Well, I suppose I was going to... I think I've lost part of my passion for
records.
No, not for... Well, you know, I mean, it's all about the music, but I hate getting involved in people's mania, in other people's mania. There were people running and pushing past me and elbowing me out of the way and just people with complete disregard, just completely in a crazed state. And, you know, by owning bits of plastic, and it's not what it really is about. And I kind of found myself walking away from it all, feeling slightly, not disgusted, but slightly, you know, I don't want to go down that route.
No pushing.
It just felt wrong. It didn't feel about the music anymore, you know?
Okay.
And plus the fact it just seems... I don't know, it was really busy. It was a real event, you know. I mean, people were bringing their kids, and I think there was a wedding there this year.
No way.
Yeah, you know, and people were playing. People, you know, they really need to sort out the record selection because they, you know, they have DJs and stuff playing, and, you know, they had like a marching band at one point. But I think there was one good DJ who was playing a few interesting, you know, things. But otherwise, it's just fairly awful, and they kind of, yeah. I don't know who kind of chooses the roster of DJs, but they need to sort it out. If you're listening. But no, I didn't really find so many bargains. You know, it's nice. I bumped into friends as always, but it was, you know, slightly. It left a slightly sour taste. And I, you know, unlike times of old when I've got up really, you know, it's a 3-day show, so Friday you kind of generally get there early. It's the dealer's day, and you know. You kind of spend all day from, like, you know, 11 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and it wipes you out. And then the next day I kind of, you know, it wasn't so great on the Friday, so I kind of didn't bother getting up so early on Saturday. And on Sunday I went there at 6 in the evening and had an hour. So and friends that I spoke to kind of told me that they didn't, you know, it wasn't so great for them as well. So, you know, I'm sure there were bargains, but maybe, you know.
Tough.
You know,
tough
but
weekend.
I've got enough records.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You know,
I'm sure you do. Well. So what's in store for tonight?
Well, you know, once again, yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Annual Halloween special.
Yep. And I made quite a bit of an effort to uncover some records that, you know, I made a conscious decision not to play any records that I played. It wasn't last year, it was the year before that we did the Halloween thing. So there should be some good specials. The last track you heard was a track by Godsey, who, you know, is otherwise known as Cherry Stone's got to say hi to him. And that was entitled Tango of Perversion. I don't think I played that last time. And I think it's going to be featured on his upcoming album release for Whatever We Want Records.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Not sure when that's going to come out. But, yeah,
and
watch
then
this space.
And what do you have coming next?
Just play track. Oh Christ! Just play track 5.
Okay. So
some voodoo business.
All right, Joel here on Beats and Space.
That wasn't me.
we'll get back on the mic later. Let's play some music. We have to still talk about Quiet Village for a little bit later, but. Okay, so what is this one now that we're going into?
The next track is by Guy Warren, and it's entitled The Invocation of the Horned Viper.
All right, here we go. Beats and Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Yeah. lost in the sky. Yes, you idolize from your evil eyes. You're tempting the skies with your devil thighs. Lost in the skies, in your greedy arms, with your demon charms, in your orgy of love, I'll be
Many apologies there because we made a mistake. We had the wrong CD in. Always good to make a mistake. It's good luck, I think. Anyway, that was the main title music from the brilliant Peter Cushing film from the early 70s called The Devil's Men. That's unreleased music that will be forthcoming on a future DeWolf library music compilation, Grindhouse one, I believe, that I'll be putting together in the next few months. So, yeah, we're going to correct it and we're going to play Guy Warren, Invocation of the Horned Viper, right now.
Mi apeto dan va, mi apeto dan, valo, vafi, 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 filai, vafi, vafi, filai, valo. Mi la duo nan, mi la duo nan, valo. Ae. Aye, aye. Bafie fi fi lai, bafie fi fi lai, valo. Bafie fi fi lai, bafie fi fi lai, valo. Mila duwo now, mila duwo now, valo. Aye, 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 aye.
Thank you. coming down fast, but don't let it break you. Tell me, tell me, tell me the answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out, helter skelter. Helter skelter.
The time for the moon.
Snitches will be taken care of.
We are sneaking in the county jail, looking under the door to see if the man is there. Sneaking like little children out of town. Sneaking, sneaking all around the courthouse. Sneaking in and out of the ventilators, sneaking everywhere. Everything is sneaky up around Sneakyville. Everything we have to do is to get to the truth has to be sneaky. It seems a shame to sneak to get to the truth, to make the truth such an evil, dirty, old, nasty thing. You gotta sneak to get to the truth. The truth is condemned. The truth is in the gas chamber. The truth has been in your stockyards, your slaughterhouses. The truth has been in your reservations, building your railroads, emptying your garbage. The truth is in your ghettos, in your jails. And your young love, not in your courts or your Congress, where the old sit judgment on the young. What the hell do the old know about the young? They put a picture of old George on the dollar and tell you that he's your father, worship him. Look at the madness that goes on. You can't prove anything that happened yesterday. Now is the only thing that's real. You can try to prove that Columbus sailed on an ocean. But it's not the same ocean. It's a different ocean. It's a different world. Every day, every reality is a new reality. Every new reality is a new horizon, a brand new experience of living.
So what's the big deal? Five or six people get killed, and you all freak out.
I got a note last night from a friend of mine. He writes in this note that he's afraid of what he might have to do in order to save his reality, as I saved mine. You can't prove anything. There's nothing to prove. Every man judges himself. He knows what he is. You know what you are, as I know what I am. We all know what we are. Nobody can stand in judgment. They can play like they're standing in judgment. They can play like they stand in judgment and take you off and control the masses with your human body. And they can lock you up in penitentiaries and cages and put you on crosses as they did in the past. But it doesn't amount to anything. What they're doing is they're only persecuting a reflection of themselves. They're persecuting what they can't stand to look at in themselves. The truth. They can't stand to look at the truth in themselves. They persecute themselves. They're butchering themselves every time they go on the freeway. They hate themselves. Look at the signs. Stop. Go. Turn here. Turn there. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't. You can't. You can't. This is illegal. That's illegal. Everything's illegal. The police used to watch over the people. Now they're watching the people. The president doesn't represent the people. He should be on the roadside picking up his children, but he isn't. He's in the White House sending them off to war. And you're saying I have to pay for this again and again and again. I've got to pay for your sins. How many times have I got to pay for your sins? I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired.
They more or less ask for this type of experience. There's sadomasochist movies, Rosemary's Baby, Repulsion. Because these people were putting out a picture to be murdered.
I got it. Now, baby, don't you be me so to be under your spell.
Thank you. there's a big dark house near here. A very large derelict house. It is a dank and desolate place where nobody stays for long. Stay close together. This is the edge of darkness. The point of no return. Listen, is that music I hear?
You will see the most startling scenes of their type ever filmed. But for those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats or leave this auditorium for the next 2 minutes. Thank you.
I am Montag, master of illusion. Your eyes may see, but your mind may refuse to believe. Permit me to show you a few of the tricks I perform in the Wizard of Gore. Good friends, perhaps you think I excuse myself from those activities you've just seen. No, you see, I'm not afraid to stick my neck out.
Motion picture of all time, The Wizard of Gore. This film will take its place in motion picture history as a milestone of extraordinary achievement. Never before have the weird, the eerie, the astonishing, the bewildering been shown in so stunning a film. Behind the facade of a normal world lies another world whose grisly mystery brings panic to some, satisfaction to others. An astounding achievement in bizarre, amazing theater, The Wizard of Gore.
Get shot. Shocking.
Ghost in the Machine here.
No, it sounded good. Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, here with Joel Martin.
Why are you standing and I'm sitting?
Because it's not much room here, and then if I move the chair in, you know, I mean, I can do it.
That's more like it.
I feel more comfortable standing.
Well, then stand up.
So thank you, Joel, for coming here again with the Halloween.
Tim, thanks once again, man. It's an absolute pleasure to be here and, you know, to be asked on this show. And, yeah, hope you enjoyed.
Stop.
No, I really mean it. You know, you've been a constant supporter for the last, you know, five or so years. So, you know, thanks.
So what's coming up for you? You you said you're starting your own label.
I'm starting a record label to put out kind of oddball soundtrack, unreleased soundtrack music and other kind of things as they arrive on my desk. One of them I played a couple of tracks back, which is music from the unreleased Norman J. Warren film Terror. The music's by a guy called Ivor Slaney, who sadly passed away. And that will be forthcoming on my label, which is called Moscovich Music.
You had to think about that for a minute. Oh, wow.
I can remember. Yeah, and yeah, so that'll be coming out, I believe, by the 12th of December, which is when the BFI in
soon.
England, yeah, they're going to be honouring Norman for his stellar work.
What's
in
BFI?
The BFI is the British Film Institute.
Oh, of course.
Don't you know anything? yeah, and they're going to be honouring Norman, so I've got to say hi to Norman J. Warren. Don't think he's listening, but yeah, he's a legend in the world of underground. That's Avery, by the way. Hi, Avery. Better late than never, eh? Yeah, so that's coming out on my label soon, before the end of the year, I hope. And what else are we talking about? Yeah, I've got a project coming out in that will be featured on a Chopin compilation.
along with
my friend John. We co-wrote a piece for this Chopin album that's coming out in Poland, and we did it under the name Churchill's Leopards. And I didn't unfortunately play it because it's not particularly Halloween based. And yeah, that'll be coming out on this compilation early next year.
Okay.
I'm not kind of sure what it's called yet, but I will of course send you a copy, or make sure that you get sent a copy.
Thank you.
And apart from that, Matt and I will be working on more Quiet Village material. Whether or not we're doing it under that name, I know not. But
yeah,
more material by, you know, Matt and myself. Definitely a few remixes. Is that on air?
I don't know. but we have to end now.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thanks, Tim.
And
I'll see you next year.
See you next year. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, man. No,
thanks so much. Beats in Space here at Joel Martin, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. See you next Tuesday.